like blindness.
They do kind of look like blind sunglasses.
They do.
You know that?
Hello, it's the Rick Emerson radio program. Here's a disturbing headline. Nicole Kidman desperate to have Keith Urban's baby. Isn't he full of heroin?
Alcohol.
Alcohol. Sorry. You sure it's not heroin?
Alcohol.
Okay. That means you're not in too much trouble if it's only alcohol. Aussie beauty Nicole Kidman. And I know that... Here's the thing. And maybe it's a generational thing, or maybe it's just us here on this radio program, because people have got us pegged. Jason Crump, our good friend Jason Crump, the other day when we were at the strip club, and he's like, you know, you guys have got a weird thing about kids on your show. And you know, and I said, thank you for noticing, sir. But maybe it's just us. But I think it used to be a real, like a real compliment if a woman was like, I want to have your baby. You know, it's like you would always hear, but... there's no more horrifying phrase to me in the English language. Nicole Kidman desperate to have Keith Urban's baby. I just picture her like on all fours with her skirt hiked up. You know what I mean?
Oh,
just,
my God.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's just sort of like, come on, this instant.
That's a you problem, not a Nicole Kidman problem.
Fair enough. Aussie beauty Nicole Kidman wants to have Keith Urban's baby. Sources spilling to the UK gossip rags. Say Nicole, I don't like to hear spilling and rag and baby all in one sentence there. Say Nicole recently began taking the fertility drug Clomid to induce, God, it's just all kinds of ugly phrases, to induce ovulation. Sexy. Before she left to finish shooting the fantasy film The Golden Compass. Compass. Keith Urban knows how much Nicole wants to get pregnant. Bob Dole knows how much Nicole Kidman needs a baby. Nicole baby plans have been put on hold while her husband deals with a little alcohol problem. Blah, blah, blah.
Is that what they called it? Did they say a little alcohol problem?
A little alcohol problem.
That's pretty funny.
Is what they say here. All right. And
he found himself drinking too much.
Too much tipple. Ladies and gentlemen, at the Ministry of Truth, Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
All right, so we go to Bank B here for a very important story.
I'm all over Bank B.
All right. At 2 a.m. this Sunday, it's the end of daylight savings time.
Dun, 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 dun.
That means you move your clock back 1 hour.
Well,
you may think that's a benefit, but Cleveland sleep specialist Dr. Charles Bay says...
He can eat it.
Well, he's the Cleveland sleep specialist. They can interrupt normal sleeping patterns.
Try not to deviate from your usual schedule. And potentially try not to use that extra hour to stay up later than usual.
Oh,
if anything, use that time. This is probably one of the only times in the year that you can really catch up on sleep for free.
You know, why don't you just shut your pie
hole? How did the word two become the word two?
I don't know, because you're in Cleveland and you're an idiot.
Same thing everywhere.
Scotty says on the screen, just drink right through it. You will never notice. The thing, but don't you do this? Whenever daylight savings time comes around, doesn't it always seem like it's the one where you're having to spring forward? Because you're like, do I get to? Oh no, damn! I have to get up an hour earlier. So, man, I'm looking forward to this weekend because it's the week we get to sleep a little longer. And so there's that sweet golden window of time for like a week before your body readjusts when it is like you're sleeping in for an extra hour, and then you sort of readjust and you kind of lose that feeling. But yeah, it's like you're kind of getting to go to bed for one extra hour. It's fantastic.
This Cleveland sleep specialist, Dr. Bay, says most people don't connect driving and the number of hours you sleep.
For a variety of reasons, possibly people are just used to staying up late, and they may be driving at times when they're not used to, namely later in the day.
This guy's not a real doctor.
That's cool, Dr. Dude.
He's a quack.
He sounds like a high school student.
I was just going to say, he sounds like one of the interns in the promotions department for couple. Where do you want me to put this inflatable at? Okay.
All right. Another noted sleeping expert, John Townsend of the Mid-Atlantic AAA, says this new hour will make getting home a little bit harder.
The most difficult time of the day for people to see, especially motorists, is around sunset or at twilight.
What the hell accent is this? I have a completely made-up accent that is made up of the bits of other accents.
This is a fellow from the Mid-Atlantic.
The most difficult time of the day for
the middle
people
of the ocean.
See, especially motorists, is around sunset or twilight.
Around sunset.
Especially true as millions of drivers in the area make their way home in the evening time with it being completely dark outside.
Marriage.
That's it.
Marriage,
you got it.
Is what brings us together today.
Twilight.
Ooh, that's totally what that guy
I'll
is.
Play it again.
the most difficult time of the day for people to see, especially motorists, is around sunset or at twilight.
Bye-bye.
And this is especially true as millions of drivers in the area make their way home in the evening time with it being completely dark outside.
Man,
so is every sleep analyst just a moron?
Yes. Yes, the answer is yes.
Yeah, more. It's all because of daylight savings
time.
Because this is such a mesmerizing story.
You know,
this is all about turning the clock back 1 hour, and we continue now with more experts
on
the topic.
And you know the thing about this is, you know, we talked the other day about how people
are interested, aren't we?
People on laugh tracks are all dead. Like, all those people on the MASH laugh track are dead. These guys are probably dead, too, because they've been using these same sound cuts probably for 50 years on every radio show.
Mm. All right. And because it gets dark earlier now, more people will get killed.
Have you the wing?
We know that more traffic deaths occur at night, about three times.
This guy gets beaten up now.
A death occur at night than during the daytime. And we're encouraging people to watch out for pedestrians, especially in the Washington metro area. We just had some mishaps in recent weeks where people have been killed.
You keep laughing at really inappropriate times.
Mishaps in recent weeks? It's like listening to Barney Frank talk about sleeping science.
We have one more here. We're not done yet. Because this is such an important story.
The wall on Tewa needs to be won.
We are here as a public service. This sleeping expert offers a friendly reminder about that extra hour we get.
To get an hour of sleep, we say to motorists to take advantage of that. Here's why. Some people think, well, since I'm going to get an extra hour, I don't have to worry about Drunk driving is a prevalent problem in this area. People forget that drowsy drivers and distracted drivers are just as deadly.
I'm not laughing
what
at deadly drivers.
What is wrong with this guy? I want to hear the drunk drivers.
He is a sleep expert from the AAA Mid-Atlantic.
And was born without lips.
You get an hour of sleep. We say to motorists to take advantage of that. Here's why. Some people think, well, since I'm going to get an extra hour, I don't have to worry about it. But drunk driving is a prevalent problem in this area. People forget that drowsy drivers and distracted drivers are just as deadly.
Oh, genius. Thank
I have
you,
to
Tim
know
Riley.
What this guy looks like. What's his name, Tim?
He's the noted sleep expert.
I don't think he has any lips. I think there's just a big spongy hole where the food goes.
John Townsend of AAA Mid-Atlantic.
I think his face just looks like a pit of Sarlacc or whatever that thing is for Return of the Jedi. Just some sort of a gaping cavernous maw in the front of his face. Genius. Well, let's do a watch so we can get at least one watch done. I'm going to say everything like that guy from that one.
A watch.
Let's do a watch. What did I tease? Did I tease a geek watch? I teased a geek watch. Let's get to that.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
This high-speed modem is entirely slow.
In the Quasar Dilemma, remember, you used
to... Just a television show. That's all, okay?
Right, but... Because we were wondering if the quantum flux... Now, just listen on
there. There is no quantum flux. There's no auxiliary. There's no goddamn shit. You got it?
Energize.
Wabbit season.
There he is.
You found his picture?
Does he look exactly like we'd think?
He's a blonde black man.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about that?
How intriguing. I'm sorry.
So that's too easy.
It's like fish in a barrel. I kind of wish I was high because it'd be even funnier. All right, here's Tim Wiley.
The 17-year-old Daniel Radcliffe, best known for his Harry Potter role, is one brave teenager. He's set to play in a London drama that includes a nude scene. He's making his stage debut next year in the Tony Award-winning Equus.
Our little Harry Potter is going to be nude?
Yes. It's a man pathetically fascinated by horses.
Okay.
It's really challenging.
The best part is when you say best known for his Harry Potter. Are we going to get to see his Harry Potter?
Parts of me want to shake up people's perception and just shove me into a blender. Said his publicist.
Parts of me want to shake up people's perception. Which parts are those?
Just shove me into a blender.
Just the penis.
I suppose that's true. Part two. A movie adaptation of Bungie and Microsoft's popular one-person shooter game Halo.
Yeah!
I have no idea what I'm saying. Combat Evolved has run into trouble, reports Variety magazine. Both Universal and Fox have withdrawn financing for the production following a dispute from the movie's filmmakers and Microsoft itself over money. Halo, brought to you by the Mac, brought to the Mac by MacStop, tells the story of MasterChef. A cybernetically enhanced warrior who has a humankind's last stand against a saxophonist alien attacker known as the Covenant.
Master Chef Cortana, where are my scallions?
Oh, Okay, I'm sorry. But anyway, he takes the last stand against a saxophonist alien attacker called the Covenant.
I need two tablespoons of lemon zest.
The game takes place artificially. Okay, I don't think I can continue.
And it's, we're done. I said cubed ham. Yeah, this is sliced.
Right.
Yes, enough. Thank you.
By the sons of Warband, I shall avenge you.
Next. Ooh, loneliness and cheeseburgers are a dangerous mix.
I'm not allowed to laugh or show emotions.
Set this to Farpe. All right, let's do one more, and then we'll bring in Scott Daly. That'll get us back on track.
Dateline Sioux Falls, as in South Dakota. Two brothers, ages 7 and 10, are to blame for an estimated $20,000. That's more than the whole state is worth. To a neighbor's home, police say they apparently gained entry by using a rack to break a window, then threw fruit, vegetables, and whatever else they could find at anything breakable, including large screen TVs, light fixtures, and windows. The 7-year-old is too young to be charged.
By the way, we've got this. Rick, the dude speaking about the extra hour doesn't just sound like the minister for the Princess Bride. He sounds exactly like the minister from the Princess Bride trying to do an impression of Hannibal Lecter. You know it is true.
You get an hour of sleep. We say to motorists to take advantage of that. Here's why. Some people think, well, since I'm going to get an extra hour, I don't have to worry about it. But drunk driving is a prevalent problem in this area. People forget that drowsy drivers and distracted drivers are just as deadly.
You are no more than one generation away from poor white trash. Good breathing has given you some length of bone. FBI.
Okay, let's,
all right. Let's put an end to this.
All right, Tim, you come back at the bottom of the hour for more of this.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
no,
it's going to be genius.
No, I will. No,
it's
going to
be
will.
Fantastic.
No, it is fun. I wouldn't miss it.
All right. Love. Cool, love. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show.
Oh, is that me? Am I getting that?
You're already here. Let's welcome.
No, I know.
Oh no, I've got this.
Are you sure?
I've got this one.
No, you got
no,
it.
I'm all okay. I'm all logged and lined up over here. Let's with the.
I have people killed. A train left New York at 300 miles per hour and traveled a distance of 683 miles. Tell me, sir, what time was that train reach Chicago?
That was Scotty.
And it's over.
Then we're done. That was Scotty's new and labeled here. Best introduction ever. Play this for Scott.
I love it.
Thank you, Scotty. There he goes.
Tell me, Clary.
You've really brought the show to the...
The nipples tingle. The man still screaming.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Good times.
Hi, Scott.
Howdy.
What's up with you? Scott Daly.
It's a sad day in Scott Daly's world.
And I thought yesterday was a sad day.
Why was yesterday a sad day?
Because of the Duran
Duran. Oh, well, I just learned of it today, though.
Oh,
because Andy Taylor left Duran Duran.
But, you know, Andy Taylor
Are
never...
you drinking my Viso?
No, I bought this myself.
Okay.
We've all had Will today. No wonder we're all a little loopy.
We've all had Will.
You know, it's
one after another.
Andy Taylor, I thought, has never really kind of fit into Duran Duran.
Even after he passed out.
He kind of did the Power Station stuff, and he was good, but...
I didn't know he was in the Power Station.
Oh, yeah. So you're justifying to cover your emotions.
No.
He was in... Wait, still... some like it hot yeah. in the hell. That was him?
He and John Taylor from Duran Duran.
Well, I'm just supposed to know him. Okay.
Well, come on.
Andy Taylor and John Taylor?
Yes.
Are they brothers?
No. And Roger Taylor is the drummer, and none of them are brothers or
sisters. Three of the guys in Duran Duran are named Taylor?
Yes, sir.
Your name was Taylor for a while there.
Well, fair enough. I'm just saying. Well, what is Duran Duran? Oh, it's from Barbarella, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right.
Well, at least you knew that.
It's all confusing there for a second. I don't know anything.
Which James Bond movie did you do the
theme tune? I don't dig about Duran Duran. Beautiful Kill.
See, you know more than you thought.
Okay, no, but I only know that because it's a James Bond fact, not a Duran. Sing me a well-known Duran Duran lyric.
That Christopher Walken, which is genius, by the way.
In fact, Scotty J. Let us take, you know what, I'll take the first person who can manage to get in here. We do, it's a talk show cliche, but we have one open line. It's 503-733-2970. I will take the first person who can call in for, this will be for Night of the Living Dead tickets. And what the deal is, Scott, you will sing me a Duran Duran lyric.
Okay.
And should it be that if I can finish it or if I can't finish it, The person wins.
If you can't finish
if
it.
If I can't, but don't pick something weird. You got to pick a hit.
I will pick one of their singles.
Okay, you pick one of their singles.
All right.
And if you pick one of their singles and see if you can stump me with the Duran Duran. Because I've been singing all these, like, Poison lyrics and stuff that I thought everybody knew. It's inconceivable that that woman didn't know Here I Go Again by Whitesnake. Everybody knows Here I Go. Even Sarah knows it. So, anywho. So,
hey, Scott, before we get started, thank you for setting us up with Joshua Jackson.
Oh, hey. You know,
I am so excited.
I'm very happy that I brought that much happiness to your life.
You really did.
That's Joshua cool. Jackson from Dawson's
I'm
Creek.
I'm just glad I can't be here
Bobby.
For it. I've got to be in Roseburg.
What's in Roseburg?
I'm meeting for work.
They even have money there?
Yeah.
I thought they were still trading everything with beans
no, we
and
have,
bark.
We actually two branches in Roseburg.
Okay, they're not so binds up with goats?
No, they take, you know, bits of string, buttons, right. That kind of thing.
Okay. Pat, hello.
Yeah.
All right, Pat.
He's enthusiastic.
You're a fireball, Pat. Thanks. Okay, here's the thing. Are you interested at all in seeing the Night of the Living Dead stage play?
Sure.
What are you more interested in, that or the House of Midnight, a haunted house?
Well, how about both?
What? No. See, it's an either or. When I say,
right.
What are you
go
more
interested? Go with whatever you want to get rid of. First.
Are you going to use the
best contest ever? If I give you these, are they going to be used?
Yes.
Okay. I'll tell you what. We're gonna make you. We're gonna do this for the House of Midnight. I think House of Midnight tickets. All right. So Scott Daly, give me sing me the first half of a Duran Duran lyric.
Okay.
I must then finish it. If I fail to do so, Pat here will win the House of Midnight tickets.
All right, Pat. Enjoy your tickets. This is a single, and I'll tell you the album came off.
I'm ready.
All right. It came off of Seven and the Ragged Tiger.
What?
No.
Pat, you just be quiet. Just hang out for a second. You don't need to do anything.
All right.
Don't you worry your pretty little head, Pat. You can just hang out. Just chill.
All right.
All right. You ready?
Okay.
Yes.
Is Pat ready?
Yes. Pat doesn't need to be ready. Pat's ready right now by doing nothing.
All right.
I light my torch and wave it for the...
Rock woman, send me to hell!
Sorry, Pat, you lost. That's
it's
it.
Not. I'm wrong?
Okay.
No, I won.
Yes, you did win.
Yeah.
I did not know that one.
Pat, what station is standing you to the House of Midnight?
What's that?
Okay, thanks. All right, Graham. Put you on hold. Best contest ever.
Sarah, did you know that one?
That's a P1 right there.
No, I didn't.
No?
Yeah.
I'll bet Amanda Pants knows that one.
I bet she does, too.
That guy's helping us climb to a 10 share.
Okay. The next lyric is, New Moon on Monday.
Yeah, whatever. No one knows.
Monday.
Clyde Lewis is still here.
Simon the Bond Lewis knows it.
Let's position that microphone so you all can. You're damn tall. I never realized how goddamn tall you were, Scott.
I dwarf.
You really? Clyde looks like he's kneeling there. That's insane.
I rule over all.
Yeah, okay. Let's
be in studio with Clyde Lewis.
Let's take a couple of these calls here. I'm so glad it's Friday. Chris, hello.
Yes, I was just going to comment on the Harry Potter story. You know how many desperate teenagers are going to be trying to get tickets to that show?
Well, you know, I have a friend of mine who shall remain nameless. And this female friend of mine. Oh, yeah, it's Joni.
Okay.
She's all hot for that Daniel Radcliffe guy that plays Harry Potter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just a little.
No, weird. He's of age. I think he's like 19, isn't he?
He's like 15 or 16.
No, he's 16.
Oh. I mean, she admires him aesthetically speaking. She admires the human form.
He's going to grow up to look like Phil Collins. You just know.
Sorry. Well, anywho, he's going to be shown as Willie. So there you go.
He is where?
That's what we were just saying. He's going to be in a play where he's nude. He's tackle
Scotty
out.
Scotty J was busy reading Tweety Bird knock knock jokes in there. So
we were
Tweety Bird knock knock jokes. Yeah. And
they were saying blah 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 wants to shed his Harry Potter image by blah blah blah, and he's in a play.
That's right. Shed his Harry Potter by showing his Harry.
Going to show his Harry Potter. His Harry Potter, which is next to the Wenatchee Banana.
Yeah, that's the best thing you've ever thought of.
It too?
Yeah, no, but you're right. It's like, now again, and I don't mean to be...
A new direction for Harry Potter. Is there a lightning bolt on it?
All right, somebody take the alcohol away. I am just going to say, though, that... No, but it's like, and again, I simply am relaying what other people are undoubtedly saying.
He's packing?
All...
He's packing.
That's a nice nimbus you have.
Wand. Look at his wand.
Yeah, see, I wasn't going to do that. I wasn't going to go the wand direction.
Oh, it's,
I was
going to
say
the obvious
that
joke.
The guys have made a lot of observations, though, that whoever it is, that the girl who plays Hermione Granger is very pretty. She's going to be a very, very attractive young lady when she is of age. I don't notice those things now because she's underage.
But that's what they're saying, right, Rick?
Yeah, but that's what the people are saying, geeks who are not me are saying. Right. That. Well, you know what it is? You know, it's exactly like Michelle Trachtenberg, who is now, I think, 19 or 20. She played Dawn on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She was also Harriet the Spy. And I remember that the Buffy the Vampire Slayer dudes were just, oh, she's going to be so hot in 5 years. And, you know, it's just all, like, it's a weird. But here's a weird thing. It's like I've said that I can't find Drew Barrymore attractive because, to me, she's always either Gertie or Sam. Is it Sam or no, Charlie from Firestarter when she was, like, 8? So it is with Michelle Trachtenberg from Buffy, who, again, is, like, 20 now. I mean, she's an adult, plus 2 years. But to me, she is always Harriet the Spy, who was like 9. And so I can never find. And there's a photo of her, like in the new Jane magazine, where she's like pulling up her shirt and showing her bra. And I just feel so violated looking. I'm like, oh, baby, I can't. No, that's all wrong. It's just because she's always a little. She's like a little girl to me.
It's like Sully Moonfry. You feel the same way.
Exactly. Her and those huge cans.
You have no problems. Yeah, exactly. Talking about her cans. You see it all the time.
I don't share the same sentiment you do about Drew Barrymore because I find her incredibly attractive.
No, I can't.
But the whole Sully Moonfry thing is like, I can't think. It's very strange. I don't know why it's one with the other or not.
Yeah. All right, there you go. Thank you, Chris.
Okay.
We come back. We'll talk to somebody who wants to talk about Tim playing Xbox.
Okay.
Scott Daly is here. We had this whole grand scheme of things we're going to talk about. We'll see if that happens.
Okay.
Clyde Lewis is here as well. It's 503-733-2970. Stay tuned in mere moments. It's Band Days with Sarah Dillon. Don't go anywhere.
It's time to make your miserable life slightly more interesting. This is Band-Aid with Sarah Dillon.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
A lot happening this weekend. Let's get started. Friday night at the Ash Street Saloon, you can go see Glass Bean, Throwback Suburbia, and Kiki. That show starts at 10 o'clock. At Dante's, Cleveland is playing with The Pre, Death Valley, and Dirty Little Fingers. That show starts around 9:30. The Doug Fur has Heartless Bastards, Morgan Grace, and Moonshine Hangover. That show kicking off around 9 o'clock at Duff Garage at 1635 Southeast 7th Avenue. Go check out the Juke Joint Gamblers. And at the Rose on the Bouncing Souls are playing Friday night with the Street Dogs and Whole Wheat Bread, along with Left Alone. At the Tonic Lounge, Amongst Us is putting on a show Friday night. Saturday night at the Ash Street, the Salmon River Project is playing along with Mood Swing and Blum at Dante's 45 Grave. Trashlight Vision and Written in Ashes are playing Saturday night at Dante's. Doug Fur has Viva Voce, Silver Sun Pickups, and the Golden Bears. That's a $12 show. Starts at 9 o'clock, 21 and over there. The Hawthorne Theater has Awesome Color and Tall Furs playing on Saturday night. At the Tonic Lounge, it's a Who tribute night, actually, with SK and Friends, along with Howie and the Hot Knives, Legend of Dutch Savage, along with a few other bands. And at the Wonder Ballroom, there's a disco party happening Saturday night. That's all I've got. Have a great weekend. If you see me out and about, buy me a box of soda, extra lime.
Band-Aid with Sarah Dillon. Only on AM 970. Solid State Radio.
It's the Rick Emerson radio program. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming along. Don't forget, like us at 3. And let's not forget that like us will be here, that is to say, at Barracuda, 1 week from today. 1 week from today, next Friday, 3 to 7, brought to you by Wild Turkey, Taboo Adult Video, and Team Quest Mixed Martial Arts and Fitness. Tom Likas, live next Friday, 3 to 7 at Barracuda. Well, I'll be there as well. Don't miss it, my friends. It is an event and a spectacle not to be missed. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your working class hands together for the greatest goddamn newsman ever. It's Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
We're going to go back to Bank A in just a minute. More fun-filled excitement. But first, please try to avoid hitting people with eggs. It's very dangerous. Getting pelted with eggs may result in serious eye injuries.
Oh, please, buck up.
This would be humorous if not so potentially tragic.
This is like those idiot news stories that come out every year about don't throw rice at weddings because you'll scar people.
One stray egg can cause serious damage.
That's a lie.
Okay. 18,000 people have needed eye treatment. 13 of them have sustained injuries as a result of egg assaults. 1 in 13 only got to walk out of the hospital with their eyesight intact. The other 12 had serious injuries, including blindness and torn retinas. Oh.
Torn retinas.
Happy Halloween.
This is not an exaggeration.
Seriously. All right. No, but you know, you hear those stories about, like, no, you throw rice and it'll totally take, you know, it'll wound you. And it doesn't wound anybody. And I don't even think it wounds seagulls. I think that's made up. I think that's a made up
thing. Like,
who's throwing eggs
explode?
At seagulls?
What's that?
Who's throwing eggs at seagulls?
Everyone.
I use Alka-Seltzer. They blow up in midair.
Okay. Moving along. Here's Tim Riley.
More on Halloween. In from our Halloween expert.
More on Halloween.
Well, Halloween is coming.
For the enfeebled?
No, this is for the children.
Oh, more on children.
Expert John Townsend says parents need to be mindful about being in the dark this Halloween.
It's going to be really dark at 5 o'clock even, and at 6 when kids are out and about. It will be extremely dark, and we're asking parents to walk door to door with their kids to escort them across busy streets, because that's the same time that motorists are coming home.
He's like just a weird fruit salad of accents. It's fascinating.
What can he not talk about?
What hasn't this man done?
Now, while the children are trick-or-treating, it'll be a good time to check the batteries in your smoke detector.
90% of homes in America have smoke alarms, but about one-third of them don't work because of missing or dead batteries. And when it comes to home fire safety, remember that one occurs every 79 seconds across the country.
Can you tell me how to get stains on a polyester tube?
Everybody's listening, aren't they?
Seriously, I want to have that guy read everything from now on. He makes it all so gripping. Excellent. All right.
Stains out of a clown suit.
Seriously. Okay.
We'll check for more.
All right. Are we done?
We have one more.
Okay,
but
thank you. Good.
It doesn't have to do... This is a celebrity nutritionist from the Cleveland Clinic who tells us about Nicole Richie checking herself into a treatment center for what she's called thinness, or her inability to gain weight.
Thinness? You can't check yourself into a hospital if you've got thinness?
Thinness. Let's see. This is Elizabeth Penman of the Cleveland Clinic. She said what she has to do now is to eat right and be healthy again.
At an emotional standpoint, a lot of psychotherapy to understand the reasons why there's a need to feel thin, why the habits are there, and nutritionally is also an important goal to help prevent malnutrition, any effects on the heart, if it goes a little bit out of
hand. Shut your cake hole.
Change your smoke detector battery.
Change your smoke detector battery. I just want to see somebody ram Nicole Richie into a paper shredder. That's what I want to see. Really? And just be rid of her once and for all.
All right. Is that a challenge?
Yeah. Yes.
Are you offering tickets or something?
Yeah, seriously. Well, a pair passes to House of Midnight. Please don't do that. All right. Let's do one more here, and then we'll break. Or rather, we'll come back with Clyde and Scott.
Oh, my God, South Park Bart Irwin. In the smallest print I've ever seen.
We find that many people are unable to read small print as they become older.
The creators of South Park have never been afraid to upset celebrities and many of the show's viewers. Trey Parker and Matt Stone have always mixed shock tactics with satire in the hit cartoon series. But they were accused of hitting a new low last night for lampooning the demise of Crocodile Hunter Steve Irwin just weeks after his death.
Okay.
The latest episode shows the animated Irwin in hell with a stingray poking out of his bleeding chest.
Sarah's covering up her mouth. She's laughing, too.
The episode is called Hell on Earth 2006 and was broadcast in the U.S. this week, showing Satan preparing to host a Halloween fancy dress party.
Steve Irwin.
Hundreds of dead celebrities invited, including rapper Notorious Big, Princess Diana, and Hitler. But at the party, Satan receives complaints from his guests that someone is appropriately dressed up as Irwin. Satan confronts Irwin, but the Aussie environmentalists protest it is really him, not a guest in a costume.
Fantastic.
There you go.
Sometimes I think.
All right. It's been a while now, hasn't it?
All right. Thank you, Tim Riley, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! Greatest newsman ever.
I actually, when I was drunk, at the Galaxy one night. I wanted to do a parody of Rock Lobster called Croc Hunter. And it says, you know, we found him under a dock. It wasn't a dock. It was a croc hunter.
Fantastic.
I know.
God in the water.
Floating like a surfboard. Everybody's bloated. Croc hunter. Down, down, down.
Mike, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick, Sarah, Dan, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
Not much.
Hello there.
Say this is actually the best show ever. You referenced not only the Necronomicon, not only Princess Bride, but the term donkey cannon.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
I've been laughing my ass off since noon, so I just wanted to thank you guys.
No, thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. All right. Spread the word, brother. All right, there you go. Thank you. That's Mike. All right. Well, we got some time. I had this whole thing planned. We're going to talk about Halloween movies because we're coming up on Halloween. Well, screw it. We'll just do, you know what? If we don't get it. No, I'm just saying, if we don't get it done today, we'll do it next Friday and we'll call it a recap.
No, we won't.
Probably not. I'll claim that we're going to, though. I'll tell you what. Hey, Scotty, do we still have these None of the Living Dead tickets? Now, I've been trying to give this stuff away. Okay, we've got one pair of House of Midnight tickets. We'll do those on Monday. Let us now then take callers 5 and just keep, we'll keep
I like
them coming.
The other idea you had yesterday about figuring out what songs from what movie, like 80s movies.
Yeah, but
that was a brilliant idea.
That wasn't my idea. That wasn't okay. I don't know what idea you're talking about.
When you play the theme song from an 80s movie, like 16 Candles or something.
Oh, a guy suggested that.
Yeah.
Any song.
Yeah,
like, you know,
a guy suggested that.
In Your Eyes or something.
I could sing a song. Mm-hmm. Like I'd say, you know.
You don't need to do that.
Lunatic Fringe! I know you're out there! Clyde?
That's from... Well, actually, that's New Riders of the Purple Sage, right?
No, don't be stupid.
No, who sings... Where's that from? I don't know where it's from.
Lunatic Fringe! It's from the same... Okay, it's the
All
same...
All songs sound the same.
I was going to do like a Beside Adventure, like, there's got to be a morning after... Marie McGovern, right?
It's the same movie that this song is from. I'm crazy for you...
Madonna.
Okay, what movie is it from, though?
Vision Quest.
There you go. That's how we play the game. Do we want to do that?
Yeah. What about that Queen song? One Vision, Fried Chicken.
Iron Eagle.
Yes.
With Lou Gossett Jr. and Jason Gendrick. In your face, Clyde Lewis.
Oh,
what?
Man.
Yeah. All right.
Iron Eagle 1, 2, or 3.
Yes. Iron Eagle is the best movie. Iron Eagle has a great soundtrack. It also has Spirit in the Sky. It has an Alice Cooper song on it. I have that soundtrack on vinyl, the Iron Eagle soundtrack.
Yeah.
Because I am a loser.
That's impressive, Rick Emerson.
It's not really. Hello, John.
Yellow.
Yeah, thank you. John, let's see. We've got a pair of Night of the Living Dead ticks. These are good only tonight or tomorrow. Are you able to go see the Night of the Living Dead stage play tonight or tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
All right. So, Clyde, since you thought it was such a great idea.
What?
Clyde, now, please to be singing a song from a film.
From an 80s movie.
From an 80s movie. And John must identify the 80s movie that the song is from. Mr. Big Boasty Man.
Oh, my God.
Joke.
Let me think.
Joke.
Let me think.
Joke.
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 I'm trying to think. You're throwing me off here.
Mm-hmm.
Rick. Some song.
How could I just let you walk away?
I don't know.
Have you leave without a trace?
I don't know. That's it.
Worst contest ever. I have no idea what you're even singing.
It's a Phil Collins song.
How could I just let you walk away?
Okay, what about Ooh, baby, I love your way every day.
That's not an 80s movie.
Yeah, but it's like 91. It's 91.
Okay, the 80s typically are acceptable.
Okay, 80s or
90s.
Frampton's in a box, man.
Frampton's in a box? Is that like Frampton comes back to life? There ought to be a zombie film.
Frampton comes alive.
Frampton comes back to life. Baby, I want your brains
every day.
You didn't get the
Okay,
everybody stop talking now.
I know.
Oh, I have a good one.
I've got one. John? Hello, John.
I'm ready.
All right.
Sing.
I'm fine. I won't do it then. Sons of bitches.
Fine.
Nothing could stop you, guys.
Ladies. All right, I was going to sing, and now I've completely forgotten what it was. Oh, that one's too easy. I can't do that one. That one's completely too easy. Hold on. 80s film.
Put the lotion in the basket.
All right.
That was 91, Clyde. Come on. Stay in the decade.
Yeah. Is there a song from Labyrinth we can sing?
Sing a song.
You remind me of the band.
You can't give away the contest, but... Yes, let's all sing a song from Labyrinth and then ask him what movie it's from. Well done, Clyde.
You want to get rid of the tickets, don't you?
For the love of God. All right, do you know, let's see. The movie critic is here, and me and Clyde, we can't think of a goddamn movie.
I sang a song.
This is the worst contest ever.
Well, I have the time of my life.
I got one.
No, Clyde's doing one.
Way before.
What movie?
Never
oh,
swear yeah. If I do,
John, do you know what movie this song is from? The classic. It's not for the bodyguard. Really? Is that your guess? Guess again.
Man.
Guess again.
I've had the time of my life. And I never felt this way before. Yes, and I swear, the time of my life.
Is this true?
Hell,
heading into
ye. Do you know what song, what movie that is from?
I'm drawing a blank.
Sarah?
Okay, I got
Dirty
one.
Dirty Dancing.
Yes, no one called me baby, baby.
All
right.
No one puts baby
John,
in the corner.
John, okay, thanks for calling, my friend.
I got one.
All right, there you go, that's John.
That is Patrick Swayze, She's Like the Wind in it. Love that.
She's Like the Wind.
In my
Too Much Rick,
for the next caller, I got one for
okay,
you.
Okay, ready? All right, we'll keep taking callers here, Scotty. So it's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. All right, Dave?
Hello!
Eddie gone.
Dave?
Yes, hello!
All right, Dave. Please to identify the 80s movie that the following song is from. Go.
Oh.
Playing with the boys.
No idea.
I have never heard that song.
Yeah, I've never heard it. How about St. Elmo's Fire?
Oh, sorry. No.
That was a good guess, though.
That was a good guess.
You should do,
that was a great movie.
No, you should do another one.
That was
your only guess?
No, I've got more.
I got one. You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
Oh, that's an easy one.
Well, we'll see if
Dan gets it. Your tenderness.
I'll give you a hint. Same movie.
Did you say Dirty Dancing?
No, yeah. That's not from Dirty Dancing.
No, it's not.
It's from Top Gun.
What kind of man are you?
Top Gun. Mine is from Top Gun as well.
What kind of what is this creature that walks like a man yet does not know Top Gun?
Top Gun,
Dave.
Dude.
Dave.
Hello.
Is it getting further away?
It is, Dave. It's
okay.
Over, Dave.
And we're done. Thank
we're
you,
done
Dave.
Dave.
There you
Thanks,
go.
Dave.
Thank you, sir. All right. All right. Okay.
I've got
God
another
damn it.
One.
Okay.
I've got
it's my turn now. You
I've
sons
got
of
a
bitches.
Good one. I've got a good one.
No. Gotta wait. It's my turn. All right, Jason.
Yeah.
All right, Jason. I'm going to sing you a song. This is the worst contest that anybody anywhere has ever done. I am going to sing you a song from an 80s film. Please not to be identifying the film that this song comes from. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right.
Night of the Living Dead.
There's got to be wrong a decade. Morning after.
What is wrong with
you? All right.
Mine's in a romantic mood.
All right. All right. Ah, no, I'm choking.
All right, I got one.
Okay, no, here we go. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. Hey. Oh, baby, can I touch you and do the things that lovers do? Ooh, now, baby, can I hold you? I gotta get it through to you. Hey, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. All right, can you got? Do you have it?
I feel so sorry for anybody who has to be part of this contest.
I know.
All right, I've got one. I've got one that's fairly
all right.
'80s film.
Okay, I gotta do one more. One more.
All right.
All right, Jason, here's your other one. Name the movie to which this 80s song, or the 80s movie to which this song goes. All right, you got it?
Got it.
What is it?
Beverly Hills Cop.
Thank you! Oh, thanks, sweet Jesus. All right.
It's over.
Jason, I'm going to put you on hold. You win a pair of tickets to see Night of the Living Dead, the stage play.
Yeah.
Please tell me you can go.
Yes, I can.
Okay. Thank God. All right. There you go, Jason. Do we have to break? And we're breaking.
And we break.
All right. Back after this with Scott Daly, who will talk about the new Reservoir Dogs box set that's out of the year. Is it a box set?
It's a special edition DVD.
Excellent.
Yes.
Special edition DVD. Special Farmer magazine.
As if it might be.
Talk about this when we come back. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Are you kidding me? Really?
That is the scariest thing you've seen today.
Oh, my God.
What's going on?
All right. No, we'll tell you the scariest story ever with picture to match when we come back. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Stay there.
Right.
Cassidy, they know what else to say, except...
You're not going to amount to Jack Squad!
Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
End of message.
We now into the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Hello. It's 503-733-2970. Scotty J, hello, sir.
How's it going?
Hi. I'm now going to take caller number five for a pair of Night of the Living Dead ticks, as they say. And Scotty, you will then be pleased to be preparing an 80s song that you must sing from an 80s film. Don't tell me you don't know one.
Come on, Scotty J.
I know that
you've
been
got
your whole life
arsenal
for this.
It's an important listening audience to sing an 80s song to.
So in the meantime, Scott Daly. So just prepare something. Scott, let's talk about the Reservoir Dogs disc that just came out.
This week, Lionsgate, one of the best studios ever, just released a 15th anniversary special edition of Reservoir Dogs. Not only is it a Reservoir Dogs two-disc set that is in a gas can.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty sweet. A tin gas can. The actual DVD case is in the shape of a matchbook cover.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. There's a ton of extras on there. There's cast interviews, kind of a look at the criminal mind, all the Reservoir Dogs style. There is just a whole bunch of great features. I bought this thing a couple days ago, and I dove into it a little bit last night, but it's the best thing out there. And all the new releases I've seen this week, there's not one word about it. So check it out, Reservoir Dogs.
They're doing that thing they did with the Terminator, where it's like the 100th different release.
I know.
And then there's still no commentary.
No, and I don't think they're ever going to get a commentary.
You know what? I'm not going to buy it until they give me again. I know that he's probably weeping that I won't buy it.
Yeah, I'm sure he's sad
about it. All broken up about it, but I'm just saying, I'm not going to buy it if there's no commentary. Like, what's the point?
It's a DTS 6.1.
I don't care.
6.1 DTS.
You know what? I'm not going to see the so-called Guns N' Roses concert, and I'm not buying the Reservoir Dogs DVD.
Wow, that's your loss on the ladder. But yeah, no, it's a beautiful set. It's sitting proudly on my shelf at home.
Fantastic.
For all to see. It's fantastic.
Is there a new episode of FilmFeverRadio.com? Aaron's on his honeymoon.
There is. We have one, actually. We recorded last week live at Ground Zero Lounge with Clyde Lewis.
Fantastic.
And the problem is, I can't figure out how to upload the damn show. I have it edited. I have everything up.
Without the geek, it all falls apart, doesn't it?
No, without the lovely Janet, it all falls apart.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Fantastic.
And I don't want to bug them on their honeymoon. But we do have the Evil Dead 2 commentary up, ready to go now. Great thing to do this Halloween weekend. Watch Evil Dead 2.
Get loaded, listen to the Evil Dead 2 commentary.
And enjoy some Burger
King. Is Clyde
cake
on that?
Clyde is with us on that.
All right.
Introduction to Burger Cake. We had a blast.
And Clyde, you've got something coming up as well. We'll talk more about it on Monday, but what have you got coming up?
Well, my Halloweens are usually scary and spooky, and so it's not going to be any different. I'm going to be doing an investigation of the Rose and the Raindrop, and what it's going to be is it's going to be an open investigation for any listener out there that has the guts to go into a basement that's unfinished. It's almost like an underground tunnel. We're going to be exploring the crematory below the bar. The crematory is, of course, many people don't know that the Rose and the Raindrop used to be a funeral home. And underneath it is a crematory, an oven, and also it's an underground cavern that you can go under that goes about 700 feet below the street. And we're going to be doing that. Also, when it's all over with, we're having a lottery. It's a dollar lottery at the bar where you pay a ticket, a dollar ticket. You can buy as many tickets as you want. We have 13 spots available for a seance that we'll be holding in the card room. Now, the card room is a very, very enclosed area, and it's an area where, apparently, from what I understand, there are ghosts that walk around in the balcony above the...
At the Rose and the Raindrop?
At the Rose and the Raindrop.
That's what people say, that they see a woman like walking up and down the stairs.
So, we are going to be doing a full-on seance, and I'm going to be bringing in all kinds of things like tarot cards. There's going to be a Ouija board. There's going to be... I have this book that's 100 years old called The Mark of the Beast that we're going to be bringing in. And also, we're going to have computers. We're going to have tape recorders and cameras just in case something shows up. Now, last year... we were at another place called Audio Cinema. It was this warehouse where we did a seance, and of course we had pictures taken, and there was a hooded figure, also orbs everywhere, and some really strange stuff going on, including phone calls from cell phones that were turned off and all kinds of weird stuff. So this is a really, really scary time. If you guys really have the guts and you want to do something really scary, not something really hokey, but really scary.
Really scary.
Yeah, you can come do this. And a lot of people tell me, Clyde, you know, you're all full of it. Your stuff is like all crap. Well, if you really want to know the truth, you know, come and see it. It's pretty scary and it does happen. Stuff
Let's talk about it again on Monday.
We will.
Don't forget, ClydeLewis.com. Scotty J, please step up to the microphone. Let's find out the... Hello, Rick Emerson Show. Who is this?
This is Scott.
All right, Scott, are you ready to play for a pair of tickets to see Night of the Living Dead, the stage play?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah. You like the Kool-Aid man there. All right.
Snap it to Slim Jim.
Scotty J is going to sing you a song from an 80s film. Please now to be identifying the film that the following song comes from. Scotty J, go.
Aruba, Jamaica.
Oh,
ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda. Okay, what is it?
Cocktail.
All right, well done, sir. Thank you.
I had more in my sleeve.
That was a good Homer Simpson you just did,
Scotty
there,
J,
by
I've got to say I'm a little disappointed.
What happened to Ghostbusters? I want you to
whatever happened to Ghostbusters?
Whatever happened? I was expecting like a animals fire.
Scott, I'm putting you on hold.
Candles.
Croc Hunter.
You know I could.
Good job, Scotty J.
You know I can do the whole Bobby Brown rap from Ghostbusters 2. You know.
Do it.
They packed up, regrouped, got a grip, came equipped, put their proton packs in the back, and they split.
Yeah.
Who is your god now? All right. Is one of these people Mailman Chris? I honestly don't know the answer. I'm just going to sit here.
Have fun for us.
This is riveting.
Why don't you just take a pic? It's like, yeah, there you go.
All right, there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, let's now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show.
Postman is the person in your neighborhood.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, what's up with you?
I didn't want not too much here, but hey, I gotta tell you this because Boba Fett called me and said I have to tell you this. The song that you were referencing from Iron Eagles.
One Vision.
Yeah, One Vision was actually from before Iron Eagles. It was from Highlander.
No, you're thinking of Who Wants to Live Forever.
I don't. I'm just a messenger.
Okay, no, you're okay. No, he's wrong about that. You're thinking. I mean, they're both Queen. But,
yeah, they're both Queen.
But Highlander is Who Wants to Live Forever. One Vision is Iron Eagle.
But the best Queen song from a movie?
Flash.
There you go.
All right.
Okay, so you got to everything. Clyde Lewis, the Living Dead director, Geek Watch, Nicole Richie, House of Midnight Ticks, Bob Constantine, Jim Roop, and Scott Daly.
Bam! In your face. All right, that brings us down to what?
45.
That's what I'm talking about. That's how I roll. All right. Thank you, sir. And we will speak to you on Monday.
Absolutely. Right, do you know how much those tickets are for the Night of the Living Dead?
I actually don't. I forgot to ask the guy that. I know it's bluemonkeytheater.org. I don't know if it's theater or theatry. I don't know how those people spell. but it's bluemonkeytheater.org.
I want to go to that midnight showing on Saturday.
It's pretty cool. The idea of it being black and white is actually pretty bitchin'.
Is it black and white?
See, but it's a play, but they do it in black and white with the makeup and the costumes and the lighting. But see, I gotta try to see that Nightmare Before Christmas in 3D, too. That was what I was going to do. Maybe I'll do one and then the other.
I saw Monster House in 3D. It was awesome. Yeah.
It's the Nightmare Before Christmas in 3D is fantastic.
Really?
It's the best 3D I have ever seen. It's fantastic.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you very much. Have a good weekend, and talk to you Monday.
You too, brother. All right, there you go. All right, don't forget, we are 1 week away from Tom Likas. So next week, we're going to talk about that a lot. Next Thursday, Tom Likas will be here doing his show. He'll actually be on our show next Thursday. Next Thursday, sitting right next to Sarah Dillon, Joshua Jackson style.
Oh.
No, Joshua Jackson will be sitting on me.
Yeah.
Tom Likas is sitting over there.
I'm just saying, you know. Just saying if you need a booster seat or something.
Look at you.
Oh, Portland.
Yeah. Because they're fat.
And white.
All right. So there you go. Tom Likas in studio with us next Thursday and then next Friday. It's going to be a good time. Barracuda brought to you by Taboo Adult Video, Wild Turkey, and Team Quest Mixed Martial Arts and Fitness. Rick Emerson Show produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon for AM 970 Solid State Radio. Tim Riley is our news god. Scotty J is your PA. The master over at the Rick Emerson Office East is Dave Zinn. We want to thank Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com. We want to thank Clyde Lewis from ClydeLewis.com. And, of course, Jim Roop and Bob Costantini. Have a good weekend. Be safe. We'll see you 69 hours from now, Monday at 11. As always, don't let the best get in. Thank you for listening. See y'all. Bye. She's like a three-legged pony.
Oh.
Oh.